Wisconsin will be in the national spotlight 1 week from today. That's when Governor Walker will formally announce he's running for president. He'll do so before a crowd of supporters in Waukesha. They'll likely relish the chance to cheer their candidate. His critics, no doubt, will be just as eager to share their views. The governor has been the most polarizing figure in the state's recent political history. WUWM reports on whether public opinion in Walker's home state will matter on the presidential campaign trail. As he's inched closer to running for president, Governor Walker has fared well in national polls of Republican hopefuls. He thinks he knows the reason.
A lot of people have been going to ScottWalker.com to tell us to get in the race because they say, hey, you fight and you win.
That was Walker last week on Fox News talking about recent poll numbers.
We're good at fighting and winning, not just three elections in 4 years in a blue state that hadn't gone Republican since 1984 for president, but winning the big battles from tax relief to right to work to photo ID, you name it.
Walker is perhaps best known for Act 10, the law that crippled most public unions in Wisconsin. While the governor survived a recall election over Act 10 and voters later gave him a second term, some of his policies seem to be losing favor with voters. According to the last Marquette Law School poll in April, only 41% of voters approve of the job he's doing. Charles Franklin is the poll's director.
He's not alone by being somewhat low in his job approval. Governor Christie in New Jersey is at about 30% job approval. Governor Jindal in Louisiana is also quite low.
Franklin says the numbers might not look great for those GOP hopefuls, but primary and caucus voters are actually more interested in where candidates stand on issues.
What would you do with ISIS? What would you do with health care reform? Those kinds of questions motivate voters in primaries rather more than the details of a record for someone that doesn't even live in your state.
While voters in other states may be most interested in candidates' positions on issues, approval ratings at home can provide campaign fodder, according to Mike Wagner. He's an associate professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Wagner says a candidate's popularity at home can affect the narrative candidates unfurl.
If Governor Walker's popularity is high, he can say, in a state where I took on organized labor and I took on academics at the university, my popularity is still very high. And if it goes down, his opponents can say, Governor Walker says he's an electable candidate, but his own state disapproves of what he's doing, and that means he's not someone who's electable in the general election.
Wagner says governors who run for president have a record on which to stand and be attacked. UW-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee says if Walker's numbers plummet, he could struggle in debates.
Here's a guy who says that he's really changed Wisconsin, that he's shown bold leadership. But then if one of his opponents in, let's say, a primary debate starts throwing numbers out about what his standing is in Wisconsin, then that would undercut his argument.
While Walker could use rising numbers to his advantage during GOP candidate debates. Approval ratings don't only influence campaign rhetoric, according to Christopher Murray. He's with the Les Aspin Center for Government. Murray says popularity can impact campaign coffers by showing national donors which candidates show the most promise.
Bush, Rubio, Kasich, Walker, the kind of top-tier Republican candidates, they all have to win their home state or they're not going to get elected president if you just look at recent history. And so that is certainly something that donors with options are going to pay attention to.
Murray says it would be hard for the Republican nominee for president to carve out a path to the White House without winning key swing states. One of them could be Wisconsin. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.